Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, the author of The Muckluck Ball, Katherine Johnson, joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Katherine, good morning. It's so nice to have you with us.
Good morning, and it's good to be with you, too.
This is a beautifully illustrated, absolutely adorable storybook for kids. But I did notice that it encompassed three universal themes that are common to most people at any stage of their life. The first theme is when you want something, you have to figure out how to pay for. The second theme is when you need a skill that you don't have and you need to find someone who will teach you the thing. And the third universal theme is how to get out of bed in time to do something important.
Exactly. And I also feel that there's another theme with it, and that is inclusion of those who are very different than you are.
Oh, and that is a wonderful theme indeed. Tell us a little bit about the book, how you'd characterize it to someone, because it really is an adorable story.
Well, I think that's my feeling. When I started to write it, I just wanted a fun, quirky, lively book for kids. And when I saw a sign in Ely one day that said The Muckluck Ball, you know, I knew that was the title, and I just needed a character. And when I finally decided on the bear, then I knew, okay, I have my story.
So he's a little bear, Finnish bear, I guess. His name is Karhu.
Yes, and that means bear in Finnish.
Okay, that works. And he wants to go to the Muckluck Ball, so he needs mucklucks.
Yes.
Bears frequently have a paucity of spending cash, so he has to come up with a solution to raise the money. We won't spoil it, but he is able to raise the money. Then he realizes, I don't know how to dance. And luckily for him, he's surrounded by mentors.
Yes. And the fun part of that is they become friends. You know, they are willing to help him in whatever way they can. And it doesn't bother them that he's a bear and they're not. And he learns to dance from them.
And he goes to a bunch of different people. He asks help of several different people, and they all, it seems, teach him to dance in different styles, which, again, you know, is kind of a nod to that diversity. And you think, wow, he's going to really be ready to tear up a rug at the Muckluck Ball.
Yes, and you know, I had fun thinking of the dances, which ones would be the fun ones, the little kids showing him the bunny hop. And I think the illustrator did a marvelous job of, you know, showing the kids going down the street of this town, you know, hopping along like bunnies.
It is really, the illustrations, of course, are absolutely precious. Tell us a little bit about the illustrator. And I'm always interested to hear about how the author and illustrator either work or don't work together and just have to kind of trust in one another.
The illustrator is Alicia Schwab, and she was recommended along with some other illustrators from my editor at the Minnesota Historical Society. And I looked at all the websites, and Alicia was definitely my favorite. And it happened to be the editor's favorite, too, so we agreed on that. Alicia and her family came up north. She's from the Twin Cities, and they spent some time on the North Shore, and they went into Ely, and they drove around the woods, and they went to the Bear Center. And Alicia soaked up everything about the Northland and, you know, the small towns, Ely in particular, you know, because the town, you know, the story kind of takes place in a town, Ely. And then she was able to do some other research, and she, you know, worked really well. When I first saw the pencil sketches, I laughed the whole time. They were so much fun, so I knew that there was something going that was going to be really good, and I only had a couple of comments to pass on that would happen there, and I didn't want to mess with it because I'm not an artist, and she didn't mess with me when I was writing, so we got along really well. In fact, this weekend, she's coming up, and we're going to the Steger Muckluck Center in Ely, and we're going to do a signing there.
Oh, what fun. What absolute fun. The book does have so much energy, you know, for, you know, he's energized by his search to what am I going to do to raise money for my mukluks? And of course, the dancing and lessons are there's so much energy in those. But then, of course, he faces, as I mentioned, a challenge which is unique to all of us. How am I going to get out of bed to go to something? And his situation is complicated a little bit by hibernation. Because, of course, the mukluk ball, the way these things always do, has to be scheduled at the most inconvenient time for him. So he's got to figure out how to get there. And, of course, now he's got lots of new friends that can sort of help him along on his quest. And it really, again, is just a delightful, delightful story. As you mentioned, you and the illustrator are going to be at Steger Mukluks in Ely. You're going to be down in the cities. And closer to Thanksgiving, you're going to be up here in our neck of the woods at the bookstore at Fitgers. Catherine, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat. And thank you so much for writing this delightful book.
Thank you.
Catherine Johnson, our guest this morning. She's the author of The Mukluk Ball. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.